My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. What you guys keep busy with this week?
Well, you know, just kind of looking at a little bit of everything. You know, we've got gas prices going back up again, which makes certain guys' poll numbers fall. You know, we've had some fun trying to figure out what we could do with all this contraceptive debate that's going on. So, you know, fortunately for us, you open the paper, there's always some grain of material there.
Oh, there you go. And that's just a couple of the different topics covered in this week's selection as we get a glimpse into the president's mind, perhaps not such a glimpse into the Democratic mind that we've had since springtime for liberals.
I think you're right about that.
So here's the Capitol Steps showing that the president has musical flair, which we already knew from a couple of singing appearances he's done recently. But here's a little musical theater version of the president talking about his agenda.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may know that recently Barack Obama sang the blues with B.B. King at the White House. But you may not know he's also starring in a new musical. Here's a clip.
A fiddler with the truth. Sounds crazy, no? But you could say that in our little city of Washington, D.C., every one of us is a fiddler with the truth, trying to take a position that makes everyone happy. Now you may ask, is it possible to answer a question without offending anyone? Well, yes and no. So it's time to say a prayer for our country. Oh, dear Lord. Wait. We don't want to offend anyone, so let's just say, oh, dear, possibly divine architect of unknown denomination and indeterminate sex. We know there are many, many poor people. Wait, poor sounds disparaging, so we'll call them disenfranchised. We realize it's no shame to be disenfranchised, but it's no great honor either. So what would be so terrible if I just took a little bit more of some people's good fortune, spread it around a little bit? If I tax each rich man, oh, Solyndra, I could lend you all the cash you'd ever want. All day long I'd piddle tidy sums if I tax each wealthy man. Oh, who cares if they work hard? Warren Buffett says to stuff it, they can tough it out, and then I would have so many, many fans if I tax salons where Boehner tans. I'd give free health insurance out by the millions, pay off the houses they foreclosed, electric cars without any tanks to fill. There would be new green fuels with jobs by the thousands if we paid, no one would be opposed. If we forced Catholics to go on the pill, I'd start new programs where your cat could get food stamps. Class warfare lines would now be drawn. If the rich complain, I'll just raise their tax again. And as our stash goes up, I'd have extra money to pay for gay weddings from now on. But only if they play It's Raining Men. It's such a simple tax plan, 'cause the rate that's great for you and you and you and you and you will be in the budget I submit. Here's how I will get votes out of it. Your tax rate will now apply to Mitt. And I bet you 10,000 middle-class voters that if that happened, I'd be a re-elected man.
Thank you. Oh, Mark. That's a musical.
One of our longer presidential songs ever.
Yeah, could be. Could be. See the president taking a shot at Rutherford B. Hayes this week?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, you're saying Republicans, you know, since they didn't believe in his algae plan for creating a new alternative fuel, that they were like the people who said there would never be any success with the car or, you know, other modern inventions. And then he said that Rutherford B. Hayes once questioned the need for a telephone, which the Hayes Presidential Library then quickly rebutted, saying he was a technophile. Whoever thought Rutherford B. Hayes would be a major presidential issue this year?
No kidding there.
I don't know if you got any Hayes material. I don't think you guys have been around that long. But
no, I have not quite been around that long. But, you know, I could search my rhyming dictionary, and nothing probably rhymes with Rutherford, but Hayes probably got 20.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, there's some other names out there in the past that might be a little more troublesome, but I think you'd be okay with Hayes. We will have to leave it there for this week. Mark, thanks as always for being with us.
All right, thank you.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist for the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.